Okay, this is the Brain Injury Podcast. This is my first one. And I've decided from the get-go that I'm going to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. And I don't really give a shit what anyone thinks. I'll probably just get canceled, and that's cool. And so, to start out correctly, I thought we'd talk about a real fun one. And it's called racism. Everybody's favorite topic in the modern era. And it's really weird for me. You know, I'm 40 years old. I was born in 1980. For me, I thought racism was basically done. And I don't want to undermine those people that have went through some, actually experienced it. I say basically done, mostly over. It wasn't something that regular people had to talk about. And I say regular people is anybody who's on the level, anybody who can halfway think and halfway function. There aren't too many people that just sit around going, "Oh, I hate blacks, I hate blacks, I hate blacks." It just doesn't come up anymore. At least not in my world. And I thought that was kind of just a given everywhere. And from my perspective, like, far as I know there's some gerrymandering, which that's just political parties, you know, fucking each other in the ass as always. It's always, that's the same old politics as usual bullshit. I don't particularly like that at all. But I can't think of a law that specifically targets race that we could say, hey, let's go ahead and overturn that law that says black people can't vote or whatever. And so if you can't think of a law that would solve it or at least, you know, fix it, then there is no, in my mind, systemic racism. You might have biases and people that are, you know, I guess still have a preference, if you will, for one color or another or something like that. I don't know. But the system itself doesn't seem to be all that fucked up, at least in regard to blacks and whites. I think that if a black dude was hyper competent, I think he'll do well in life. And I don't know. I mean, there's the obvious stuff. We know in rap music and basketball, black people have dominated. They've killed it. You know, I think if there were other good white rappers besides like Eminem, that they would be like, "Nah, you're out." No, I think the black people are at the top of those two things, at least, for based on merit. They appear to be better at it than white people on average, if we're going to look at it from the lens of melanin. And that's the thing I'm really interested in right now, is why are we focusing so much on melanin? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the billion things that make up me, Brandon Drury, and my personality, and my, you know, my tendencies, my traits, my, like, the chemical, the what is it, the electron structure. I actually had a class on this, so forgive me. I'm trying to remember shit from school that I don't remember. Regardless, my skin reflects this white peachy color. Somebody else has an atomic structure of their skin that reflects more of a dark brown color. That's what we're going to sit around and focus on as the metric, as the most important thing, and the way we should be divided is that. And it's like, what about, I don't know, people like to exercise, like run, like people that like to work really hard, like workaholic types, or people that are very creative, they could sing and dance. Or, I mean, there's all these different ways we could look at the world. And that's something I've kind of thought about, because in my neighborhood, it's pretty mixed up. But we have quote, lots of quote unquote diversity here, skin color diversity. We got black people, we got Mexicans, we got white people all up and down my street. But here's the thing I noticed: when it's warm outside and if you walk the dog, you will see seven people barbecuing, you know, in the evening time. Everybody freaking barbecues around here. It's a big damn deal. And so I've kind of been thinking about this more and more. It's like, why don't, instead of looking at it as terms of race and melanin, skin color, why don't we have our big civil war that everybody keeps talking about? Good God, people are crazy. What if we had the epic civil war is people that barbecue versus people that don't barbecue? And it sounds fucking retarded, because it is. It's an idiotic notion. But why do we pick just the skin lens? Why not? We could analyze people from any metric possible. People that like it, like morning people, evening people, quiet people, loud people. You can segregate people in all kinds of ways and classify them, all this taxonomy bullshit. Well, why pick skin color? And so in my mind, if we were going to have the epic war, the epic battle between barbecuers and non-barbecuers, it turns out that would be pretty damn, quote-unquote, diverse if you suddenly look at melanin, too. Oh, wow, the barbecuers. There's all kinds of blacks and whites. Clearly racism hasn't, spilled over into that disgusting realm of barbecue. I don't know. I'm fucking stumbling on my words here. But you get the idea. Why focus on skin color? So I don't know. And here's the thing, too. Like, when it comes to racism, I'm trying to think of somebody I know. And I'm in Missouri. Southeast Missouri is, it's Trump country. It's definitely not progressive. And we have all kinds of Trump supporters here, especially if you go a little outside of town. It's just nothing but big trucks and Trump. At least it was this past election season. But if any of those guys, and I know many of them, and I don't, they don't fit the bill of what I consider to be racist, like even close. But if a black guy went up to one of those dudes, a rich black guy, and said, "Dude, John, I will give you $1 million. I don't know any Johns or any Teds or Dans or anything else, anybody else, who would reject $1 million just because the guy's black. Like, to me, that's like, I guess, the most extreme form of racism, besides like murdering and all that kind of stuff. But you'd have to be a really racist dude to say, "No, sir, you're a black man and I don't want your money. Now get out of here." I don't know anyone like that. I can't even imagine they exist. Like, there might be three people in the country. That's my perspective. Maybe there's, according to Facebook, there's 330 million people that would turn down $1 million. Just so, because they wouldn't take it from a black man. I just don't think that exists. And so let's lower the stakes a little bit. Let's say you're a business owner, like a gutter business. You own a gutter business. And you got a white dude applying and a black dude applying. You can tell the white dude's a piece of shit. You can tell he's a lazy fuck. Maybe he's your nephew. You know he's worthless. And then you've got the other dude's a black guy, and he looks like he works hard. He just seems like a good dude. You get a good vibe from him. Who the hell is going to pick the guy that's going to cost them money? No one wants to lose money. And everyone I know likes money way more than they like being racist. I just don't know anyone who does that. Like, ha ha ha, let's lose money on purpose just so we can perpetuate the white race. It just doesn't happen. Like, I mean, if it does, I just can't imagine. And that's where you see, like, the NBA. Despite all this, you know, apparently there's an onslaught of racism everywhere. That's what the media tells us in 2020. That's just everywhere, and black lives don't matter. So you need a group that tells you they do. Thank you for reminding me of that obvious fact. But the NBA, for years, at least all my life, has been dominated by black dudes. Why? Because they're apparently good at it. I don't know why they're good at it, but they are. On average, of course, there's tons of black people that suck at basketball, too. So we always have to qualify this shit nowadays. But if we were in the 80s, we said, "Oh, yes, we will allow you, your crazy blacks, to play because it makes money." Like, no one is saying Michael Jordan should die because he's black. Everybody my generation, at least, loves Michael Jordan. And even, you know, probably even to this day, he's a big deal in our upbringing. You like the dude. And so I guess it's just really strange for me that the media has pushed so hard at racism, racism, racism. And even like the George Floyd thing, that's worth talking about. We saw a psychopath murder a dude. That's what I saw. I'm like, "Oh, shit." And it happened to be the psychopath of the cop. Shit, some more. So then it becomes like the system is against, you know, black people because George Floyd happened to be black. But never in that clip was it obvious that the dude was, that it was a racist action. Like, did he murder him because he was black, or was there some other reason? And for all I know, I mean, it could be a billion things. You know, the guy fucked his girlfriend, or he's a bad dancer, or just that I forgot the cop's name, or the cop's just batshit fucking crazy. If there was, you know, what is it? There's like 150 million white people. I don't know. A zillion white people in the United States. And if they're all out murdering blacks, then this wouldn't be a big news story. So, I mean, obviously it was a little bit more egregious than most. And again, even though the Trump supporter people I talked to, when they heard about it, they went, "Ah, shit." They don't want that to happen either. They don't want black people to die. I don't know anyone who sits around going, what skin color needs to die the most? You know, that shit happened, obviously, in Nazi Germany and whatnot, but it's just, it seems over and done. And so the media pushes this angle, and it's like, well, why do they keep pushing to divide us? And I know the media people, they're broke. No one's, paying for the Southeast Missourian anymore. I understand they're struggling, but I don't know why you would just perpetuate hate and lies and stir up a pot that really doesn't need or want to be stirred. So I guess I'm not against the notion. I mean, I understand some people have suffered, and maybe it is racism, and maybe it's happened in recent times. But I guess everybody I know, you hear stories about, somebody called, a white guy called somebody an N-word or whatever, to their face, and you go, Jesus Christ, dude, like, why though? Like those people get looked down upon severely, even by like Trump supporters and Republicans and every like rational human. We're past that shit. Why would you be mean to somebody just because of the color of their skin? It doesn't make any sense. You should be too busy with whatever your projects are. And so for some reason, though, it seems like the media is trying to push us into this fucking war, and by all means, I hate to say war, push us into this fight. And then, of course, Facebook's algorithm, loves when they can get people riled up. And I don't know if the Facebook people did that on purpose when they launched their machine learning algorithm, but for sure, when they launched that algorithm, the first thing that it figured out was, let's just slam people together and piss them all off. That makes you wonder why people go on there and use that. And I wish more people had the willpower to go, nope. Which is interesting because Instagram, since you can't type your little, oversimplified political views in, two sentences, it's more of a Twitter thing, I guess. But even with Facebook, you can't post all the nuance on any complicated issue. So you just pick an oversimplified side, and then a guy on who kind of leans the other way says, oh, you've oversimplified it, god damn it, fucking shit. It sucks you in. You want to correct the guy that's somehow missing that one bit of information that you think you have. And it's like, well, then what? What do you get from it? And so I guess the other side of this is, let's just say there is racism. And let's just say cops are racist, like above average or something. Well, you kind of have two choices. If you're a black dude and you get pulled over, you can assume this guy's a full-blown cunt, and you can tell him to go fuck his mother. You can do that. Or you can kind of give him the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what, maybe this is a decent one. Now, maybe you still want to cover your head if he starts swinging his baton. But you want to cover your ass, but why not just assume he's a nice guy and be nice to him too, or her, god damn it, cops can be girls too, I don't want to start that mess, but why not just assume a positive outcome from a given thing, even if you've got to be careful, like I said, cover your ass, cover your head. This kind of reminds me of, there's oftentimes I'll wake up, 6:30 in the morning on a weekend, and I actually have a chance to give the old lady the mostly stiff one, yeah. But then there's this voice in me that's like, well, she's just going to turn you down anyway. Don't even bother. And I listen to that sometimes. I go, yeah, you're probably right, because I get rejected plenty. I'm a dude. And then there's another voice in me that says, well, no, if you never try, then you don't get to blame her, for one. That's probably the most fun part. But if you never try, it's never going to work, because she's not going to initiate it. She didn't give a shit. She's got other things on her mind, that's for sure. So in this situation where I feel like, oh, hell, the world's against me, women, my wife, is just not going to bang me, I have to at least try and then get rejected. And then I can rationalize my deep-seated fears or whatever. It was true. She never wanted to fuck me all along. Systemic non-fucking. Well, I don't know. I guess I've kind of learned that many times that I say, well, she's just not going to fuck me anyway. Why bother? She often does. And so I'm often wrong about that shit. And so I'm not here to give any advice to anybody. God knows my life's a disaster. But I guess what I'm saying is a lot of times if you go into a bad situation and you go, well, it ain't going to fucking work anyway. Whatever. That's one way to look at it. But I really like that it's in Major League, like 88 or whatever, a movie about baseball. And, you know, every sports writer in this country has picked us to finish dead last. So I say we give him a big shit burger to eat. And that, I think, is like kind of the meaning of the life. I get excited by that. You're the underdog with nothing to lose. Fuck them. You know, and maybe you will lose. But maybe you win just by giving them a run for their money. That's my view on racism, boys and girls. I'm out.